It's a new day, a new week, a new month, and a new year. My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Up next, Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
This is the Mondak Oilfield Review, powered by buildingthebakken.com.
When searching for a replacement for your current vehicle, we encourage you to consider Sample Auto Sales in Manning, North Dakota. They always have a fresh supply of cars, light and heavy-duty trucks, SUVs, minivans, and much more. And they'll deal. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up at 701-573-7875 or swing in to their Manning, North Dakota showroom. Sample Auto Sales, a dealer that can be trusted.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Will North Dakota reach 2 million barrels a day in 2015? We asked that question to Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
A lot of predictions about $2 million barrel oil, you know what I mean by that? So just kind of an update on that.
Well, I think, there's 2 million barrel a day predictions, but, you know, more realistically, I think you see a lot of them between 1.6 and 2 million, and I don't think anybody really questioned those two terms. I think what this does is it probably extends out your curve quite a ways. With the decline curves in the Bakken, it gets really difficult to continue to replace those incremental barrels as those wells decline. So, you know, I think when you look at the governor's budget, you could see that happen pretty quickly. You lengthened out that curve of where we're going to be at and how long it's going to take us to get. I think in there is 1.35 in the governor's budget, rather than maybe it would have been 1.5 or 1.55 or something like that. Each barrel has a pretty significant impact. You know, the state of North Dakota has the biggest stake in the oil industry. They get 11.5% off every barrel. They derive the sales tax, the income tax, all of those revenues off of each incremental barrel of production. So, you know, I guess time will tell on how effective they are at moving their wells into better. That's going to cover us for a while. You move your rig fleet into better recovery areas. So, but I think it depends upon how low the price goes and how long it lasts and how quickly we recover and get more. You know, a lot of that can be made up if we can move more of these commodities to good markets and get a better price. Because today we're taking a pretty substantial discount. When you look at that discount at $50 a barrel versus $90 a barrel, it's a pretty significant increase.
To listen to the entire interview or other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit rockandrollroughneck.com. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and buildingthebakken.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank the local sponsors, Sample Auto Sales, and Building the Bakken. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.